Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. We could use some changes around here. Midday Show, Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Kyle's driving us crazy, taking the top three in the order off the hook, taking the Phils off the hook.
Driving a lot of people crazy.
Yeah, what? That's what you're doing today. Yeah.
Copium, that's what you call copium.
Watching the Dodgers, I just wish that was the Phillies. Not I feel better about this. That's where Kyle's at. Where do you come down on that? And, of course, the Eagles. Is this more like 23 or 24? Where are we heading? And I hope Hugh Douglas is right on this one, that this is more like 24, a little bump in the road, and then away we go to a Super Bowl. But I'm not feeling it today. This team's got a lot of issues right now, specifically on the offensive side. A lot of talk today about they got to change it. What could they do? Thought this was interesting. Pro Football Talk Live. Mike Florio, Chris Sims talking through the Eagles offense and why it's not changing for the better. Listen to this.
I think they realize they can't change anything because their quarterback's just not going to stand for it. As you've heard me say many a times, I watched Nick Sirianni as an offensive coordinator with the Colts. His offense had a million answers. It was awesome. That's why he got the head coaching job with the Eagles. It was like a Shane Steichen-type offense. It was, whoa, everything you do, they got an answer. That's not the case anymore. I don't think Nick Sirianni got dumber and forgot how to coach offense. I think, and I've heard this and I know this from people down there that have been there, that are still there, whatever. They're not allowed to change a whole lot on the offensive side of the ball. The quarterback will not stand for it. And because of that, that's why I think you see all these tippy-toe comments from everybody in Philadelphia. Because the truth of the matter is, they can't say it. So they have to give you these bullcrap jargon type of things to say. Like you said, words, 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 words. Because they're a little stuck in what they can do right now.
All right, let's react to this, Hugh. What caught my attention. So if this is just his opinion, and obviously, whether or not he was great at what he played in the league, he was a quarterback. If it's just his opinion, we could accept it, or we could say, well, he didn't like Hurts, whatever. But we could parse his opinion. Hugh, what caught my attention was him saying, "I've heard it." Like he's referencing coaches, people that have been in and out of the building that are telling him that the Eagles' offense hasn't changed because Jalen won't allow it to change. What do you make of that?
Then that's an indictment on Coach Sirianni, in my opinion, because he's the one that sets the culture. And he's the one that his word is law. It should be.
Should be.
You know, that's how it was with Andy Reid. That's how it was with Big Red. That's how he said it. And if that's the case, then that tells me that Coach Sirianni doesn't have the kind of pull that we all thought he did. And if Jalen's running it, then Jalen's wrong for that. I don't know. I played an era where that was unheard of. But I also have heard, not about Jalen, but about other players that have had certain cachet that they got folks fired. I've heard stories about that. I just don't know how valid they are. And I don't know how valid it is in this situation. You know, I know that Jalen has a lot more pull than he's had in the past. And I do know that the Eagles made a mistake on a quarterback at one point, and they don't want to make a mistake again. But I will say this. Out of all the quarterbacks that you've had here, at the Eagles, he's the most decorated thus far. So that gives him a little bit more cachet, I guess. But even if that's the case, then that's still an indictment on Coach Sirianni.
As I was listening to that, heard you, I just wrote down, to me, there's only four potential reasons why the offense looks like the same all the time, right? Mm-hmm. Let's just go through the four, and then we could decide. Everyone could decide what
they
think.
I'm gonna write them down, okay? Because I got my notepad.
Okay, I got four.
What did I tell you about that?
We both have notepads. You guys better watch out. All right.
Hey, listen. We are professionals.
That's right. We have pen and paper.
We're about to start acting like professionals.
Pen and paper. Take it down.
We write stuff down.
Four potential reasons why this offense doesn't.
I'm writing down potential. I'm gonna write this down.
Potential, because we're not being reckless. This is potential. This is just guesses, right? Okay. Let's start with the coaches. Are you ready?
Still on the first word.
This might take a while. I'm sorry, everyone. Okay, I'm just gonna try to roll through this.
Hugh does strike me as a guy who writes aloud.
I know.
Hey, Kyle, we're trying to be professionals around these
you
parts.
You must have been annoying to be in school next
year. We're off to a rocky start.
We are off to a rousing start.
After hearing that, I got four potential reasons why this offense won't change. Stop talking. Okay, here we go.
You were a problem.
I know. He must have been. Number one. The coaches don't know how to change it. Like, they're clueless.
Okay.
Number two, the coaches don't think it needs to be changed. Like, they think they're fine. Number three, they don't believe Jalen can run something different. Or number four, Jalen Hurts won't run something different. To me, those are the only four potential options here. The coaches either think they're right and they're wrong. The coaches aren't smart enough to change it. The coaches don't think Jalen can handle or do it at a high level, something different. Or they don't think Jalen will listen to them and do something different. Hugh, I don't even know which one I want it to be, but those are the only four I see it as.
Coaches don't want to change.
Coaches don't think it needs to change.
He's still writing these down.
No need to change.
We'll get back to him next second.
Jalen can't change.
Jalen won't change.
Jalen won't change. I abbreviate
that's
all
great.
That.
Good.
If you had to pick one, what do you think is going on right now? We got dumb coaches, clueless coaches, a stubborn quarterback, or an incapable quarterback.
I can't roll with any 40s.
But can you come up with another reason? Okay.
I can't.
Okay. So we're stuck on four then.
But here's the reason why. Because whatever it was last year, you figured out how to make it work and you ran it all the way to the Super Bowl. Now, I know that probably was a part of Coach Goober.
Yeah. Mm. Coach Goober's not here anymore. There's no Goober.
I just thought about something.
I do miss Goober.
I just thought about something. Because you know how you have conversations with old players, OGs, mm-hmm. old heads, mm-hmm. like I do?
Yeah.
And one of my friends said something that at this moment just resonated with me.
Uh-oh. What do you got?
And it was talking about Coach Goober and his success.
This is Kellen Moore.
Kellen Moore. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. Coach Moore. I'm sorry.
You could call him Goober. I want to make sure everyone knew you're talking
about. Kellen Moore. And he was telling me how when you look at Kellen Moore's success with the Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott, Dak had some of his best seasons under Kellen throwing the football.
Yeah.
And then they said, think about it like this, dog. They said, he comes to the Eagles and he runs the football. Like, remember the first couple of games that we had? Well, the first game, we went out there and we were trying to throw the ball all over the schoolyard, mm-hmm. and it didn't work.
Yeah.
And so we went to the running game, and then we leaned heavily into the running game. I don't know what it is, but it's conversations like that are starting to resonate with me and make you think. See, part of the things that we do on here, you got to get people to think a little bit, man. And when you said that, it triggered that memory that I had in talking about Coach Moore and what his offense was in Dallas and the numbers that they put up throwing the football, and we were nowhere near that. We were more of a running team, and I understand that Saquon Barkley ran the hell out of it.
And it was great, yeah. It worked.
But just imagine how much better it would have been. There probably was a little bit more balance in that offense.
So we had a caller about an hour and a half ago who mentioned he watched the breakdown Brian Baldinger had, right, mm-hmm. of the third down passes and how they were so similar. And I saw the same thing. I watched it. He's right, and he didn't make anything up there. They looked very similar. For me, it's not the what. We all see the what. It's the why behind the what, right? Yeah. Like, why does this offense look like this? I agree with you. It doesn't look good at all.
And I will say this.
Why is the question?
And I will say this. And this is where I think people have to just sit back. And I'm not saying this is true, but just sit back and think about it for a minute. The closest comparison that we have to that is Jared Goff and the offense of the Detroit Lions, because they lost their offensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
And they look like they haven't missed a beat.
They also lost multiple offensive linemen.
Yes.
Which you would think that would have hurt them a lot.
Yes, and they haven't missed a beat. But we win the Super Bowl, y'all. And we can't get out of our own way.
Now, they're different, Hugh, but I also think there's a comparison between Goff and Hurts, because people think, you've heard over the years, both are limited, right? Like, maybe Jalen's not the greatest pure thrower, but he can run. And Goff can't move. Like, he's the opposite. They're like opposites of each other. But you can win with either, but you have to have the right offense, and they got to execute. I mean, That was eye-opening, listening to the Chris Sims there. And I know the first instinct is Chris Sims hates Jalen Hurts.
I mean, that's the first thing I'm thinking. But
it wasn't just his opinion. He said he hurt. Like, that's different. Like, if he just says, I'm watching it, this is Jalen's fault, you might say, he's a hater, screw him. When I hear someone say, I heard it from people in the building, it hits. Like, it just, because why is someone telling him that?
Yeah, it's unfortunate that I heard it from him. I mean, I'm not going to lie, but I'm not going to discredit what he potentially heard.
I mean, if it were his podcast mate, Mike Florio, who said it,
we would just take it on.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to do that.
I believe that he heard it. Yeah, I believe he heard it.
Because that's damning if that's the case. And you're talking about if somebody told him, they gave it to him because he was, you know, having a little bit of an issue.
Well, he also has a big voice where he can tell everyone what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, like, don't people have to save their own image?
That's how all these things leak out. Yeah.
Like, remember when Lane was doing he let up his first sack in like 2 years, and he's like, these routes are taking forever.
Well, I mean, that's just the nature of people, right? Like in any sport.
I'm sure Petullo, Sirianni are tired of people thinking that it's them.
Petullo really has become a punching bag.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, he's become a national punching bag. People think the guy's as dumb as rocks, and he's probably not.
I'm also sure AJ's tired of hearing that he's not giving effort on his routes. Like, it's everybody. It makes sense.
So we're headed for
it.
You feeling good over there?
Nah, I'm just laughing because can you imagine Petullo in the meantime? I'm tired of this.
Everyone thinks I'm the dumbest guy in the room. I'm sure he hates it.
Does he need to fight somebody too?
No, I'm just saying.
Come on, big guy.
Get Dr. Karp to help Kevin Petullo.
It's amazing what paychecks can do, man. Because I'm pretty sure, you know, I'm just thinking about the person that's at work probably right now at their cubicle listening to our show. Can't stand their boss and want to punch him square in the face. You shouldn't do that. But you're thinking, like, you're like, man, these bills keep coming and you probably got a kid in school or whatever.
Yeah,
you got to
keep that job. You got to be a grown up.
It's just the reality of the situation. I'm here for you, people. Don't do it. You can think about it, but just do not act on that.
215-592-9494.
Our kids.
That's what we got to do. Let's go to Robin Overbrook thinks Kyle is insane. We'll take that phone call. What's up, Rob?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Rob.
What's up, Rob?
You. Kyle. Hey, listen. Hey, Kyle. Come on, man. Stop it.
No.
You know, the Phillies. A choke. I'm old enough to know a choke is a choke. Now you can try to put lipstick on a pig and spin it any kind of way you want to, but these guys do the same thing every year. This is a result driven industry, result driven world. They choke every year, and that's what they do. Bryce Harper,
Turner, Schwarber,
we got it.
Yeah, they choke, and that's what they do. Now you can try to. Make excuses for the guys. Uh-huh. Like, Kyle, you know what? The biggest thing that humans have, one of my big weapons, is making sense out of nonsense. And if it supports our the stance that we take. So you can dress this up any way you want to. I'd like to ask Kyle real quick, what was the Phillies' record against the Dodgers this year? Did they get beat every game they played them?
No, they were 4-2 against the Dodgers.
No.
4-2 in the regular season.
Hold on. Okay, hold on. The Dodgers weren't healthy this year. Might have been playing a little bit of possible.
Yeah, they were also 6-0. The Brewers were 6-0 against the Dodgers in the regular season. Yeah. Now they're getting their ass kicked.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, we can push that all aside. The Braves kicked the Phillies' ass for years before we beat them in the playoffs. Like, I understand that you want to. I get it's convenient and easy and comforting for you to just say, well, it was the bats again. But I mean. This was a different series than the last 2 years. It just was. And I know it's tough for you to come to face that reality, Rob, because you're Mr. Bryce Harper's a choke and all that stuff. Like, I get it. And yeah, is it a results-based business? Yes, that's why the Phillies are home right now. They're home because they lost to the Dodgers. But for the sake of our discussion, when I'm unpacking this thing, that's how I see it. And that's what I believe to be true. I mean, sometimes, Rob, you do just get beat. Right? I know you said you've been around long enough to know this stuff, but like, have you not seen a team just get beat by a better team before?
Yeah, but I don't see the same team getting beat this every year. See, that's the difference. That's the difference. What? Now, you can say this is an outlier or outcrop, whatever you want to say, but this is different.
I mean,
it was different. It was different.
The one thing, Rob, I don't think choke is the right word. They choked against Arizona. They were the better team, and they went out and lost. You could say they choked or went out like chumps against the Mets. This wasn't that. They didn't play well enough. They needed to play better. I'm frustrated because I think if they had beaten the Dodgers, they would have won the World Series. But it wasn't a choke. They didn't choke against the Dodgers.
Well, they're home, and we're staying home.
But, you could be home for a variety of reasons.
Right, does every team that loses just choke?
No.
Yeah, sometimes they do.
That wasn't the question.
Quick, so before I get, let me get to my Eagles.
Yeah,
point.
No problem. Yeah, good. Probably for the best.
If a lot of people that work at your station get their heads out of Bryce Harper's butt, maybe he could turn on a fastball. Mm. I mean, they just be licking on that guy, man. I mean, stop it.
That was a lot.
That was so graphic.
and they make excuses. Well, he just had a baby.
I thought you were moving on to the Eagles.
Hold on. Who made an excuse in the last week
people's heads from
that
Harper's
he just had
end.
A baby? Did anyone make that excuse?
That sounds like a Hugh excuse.
I did not use that excuse.
Who the hell used the baby excuse?
I didn't use it.
Well, they did. I mean, I heard on your station. What do you think I got?
I don't know. They all have a bunch of babies.
I ain't licking on nobody.
They all have a bunch of babies.
They have babies.
Rob Ellis from one of them guys. But anyway.
Wow. We'll take it up
Robbie E-Cats is stray. Holy hell.
It was Jack. I love Bryce Harper. I'll make excuses for him. I think he's even worse than Kyle.
Weren't you going to get to the Eagles?
All right, what do you have on the Eagles?
I'm still stuck on licking on folks.
I thought you said you were a grown up and a professional.
Every now and then I regress.
Every now and then.
Yeah, get your head out there, guys. But anyway, real quick, the Eagles. Now, you remember when Tennessee traded the wide receiver?
AJ.
Yeah, AJ. And there were whispers that this guy was a problem.
Yeah.
But they were quickly. Yeah, I heard that. Oh, I heard that in the national media. And it appears that there might be some justification there because, Hugh, I think this guy is more concerned. I'm with Joe. I think this guy is more concerned about numbers and winning. And I think we had this conversation last year, Hugh. I asked you, would a guy rather have a 50 sacks or win the Super Bowl?
I mean,
and you told me,
well,
he would rather have the sacks if he could contribute to winning. But what if that was the guy? Remember the guy we had here that had all those sacks? What was his name?
Jason Babin.
Yeah, that's all
they
that guy
like
cared
Jason
about.
Babin.
Jason Babin was a big old loser.
Yeah. Why didn't nobody like Jason Babin?
Jason Babin was a loser, man. I'm going to tell you. Rob, I appreciate the phone call.
He was a loser.
He was a loser.
The tribal tattoo.
Yeah, the wide nine and that crap. That team was terrible.
I didn't know people hated Jason Babin like that.
Oh, dude. I didn't know. That runs deep.
Yeah, he stunk. The bottom line is this. I do think AJ cares more about his own numbers than he does care about winning. They won the Super Bowl, and 3 days later he's putting up an Instagram, but I get my joy from dominating. And again, if that's what he cares about, then he can go take his career somewhere else at some point, which I believe he's going to. Like, as much as we dance around this, like, oh, maybe it'll get fixed, they'll patch it together, they'll win the Super Bowl, I don't believe AJ Brown is going to be on the Eagles next year. I don't believe it. And it goes beyond just what he wants. I think Howie Roseman and Jeff Lurie look at their players as they are, you know, a group together that can achieve something. But also, they got
to
look at what each individual is doing for the
bring
money they're paying.
Yeah, bring it to the table. Yeah.
And at some point, if I'm Howie Roseman and I'm Jeff Lurie and I'm their analytics department and I'm looking at a guy that, if you look at all his rankings, yards per target, his overall just raw numbers, he's not producing. And I know it's not all him, right? The quarterback's got to give him the ball and all that. But he's not producing, Hugh, like a $30 million a year wide receiver. So now he could change it. They could get hot. He could play well. They could win. But if this continues and we get to the offseason, I'm telling you, they're going to look at it and be like, he's not happy. He's not playing like a $30 million a year wide receiver. We could draft a receiver and get the same production, and we could get his money off the books. He's not going to be here. I just feel like they might spin this as this is best for both parties, and maybe it is, but this has all the signs of a divorce. We're heading for a divorce, and this is what the divorce looks like sometimes. It's not pretty.
It's not cute.
Mm-mm.
Not cute at all.
It's not cute.
I feel like for AJ, a lot of what he's going through is tied directly to what Jalen does. You know what I mean? And that's probably where his frustration lies. And that's probably why, you know, there's been a lot of talk about him, you know, breaking off routes and or not running hard and things of that nature, because he's not getting the football. That's not an excuse. That's just his frustration bubbling over.
Yeah.
They have to fix this. I think that they need to sit down and try to, you know, work this thing out. They have to.
But are they going to?
They got this week, yes.
Oh, today. This is the week?
Today.
Hopeful Hugh?
Yes. Today is the day. Today we're going to get a report from Elliot that Jalen and AJ were in the locker room playing dominoes.
Yeah.
And AJ slapped the board and said domino, and Jalen just laughed about it, and they gave each other dap. And they said, let's go out here and beat the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, we can put an arm around each other.
Yeah, be like, let's go out here and beat the Minnesota
Vikings. Is this going to be like last week's meeting where AJ laughs about it after the game and then tweets that it never happened?
No.
Okay, all right, so we got a real one this
We're going to get some growth
I got you.
Out of this.
Okay, that's what I need.
Some real growth.
I need growth.
I'm hopeful. Definitely hopeful. Bet that's going to be the case.
Nobody talks themselves into things live on the air like you, Douglas.
Well, because, man, listen.
It took him 4 hours to work through it.
Like, I've been there, man. I've been in a similar situation, and you know, yeah, that probably ain't a good analogy because that one didn't work out. So I'm, you know, I'm older now, and I am more mature.
And you're a professional,
and I am a professional.
You just giggled
and
through a whole segment about things that were not meant to be what they sounded like.
Licking folks is crazy.
You know what? I agree with you. Licking folks is crazy.
Just like what you talking about, man?
It was a weird way to spend the Bryce Harper stuff. It was. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get to you people, see what they're saying. More of your phone calls. Plus, we have something serious to address coming up. I mean, again, we joke around a lot on this show, but this is serious stuff. Hugh Douglas takes the stand next in his own trial. I have some questions yesterday regarding the Uber incident, which we now have more information on. And really the question is Hugh Douglas actually driving this Uber that he says is someone else down in Delaware? We get to the bottom of this next on the Midday Show, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Let's talk my friends over at Fans.
he been hanging around me too long.
All right, let's try to be pros here, right? FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is getting you ready for kickoff. With an offer you won't want to miss, new customers can bet just $5. You get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets used all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style. FanDuel has you covered. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. Download the FanDuel app today and get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Uh-oh, what?
Well, sometimes we got to ask the hard questions around here, Hugh. So yesterday, as we know, we found out from one of our callers that there is a potentially, or I guess allegedly is the word I should use, a fake Hugh Douglas running around Delaware as an Uber driver. We got even more information after the show, the kind of car it is. There was one report that he may have a Hugh Douglas jersey in the front seat.
Yes.
Not sure how accurate any of this is, but we got more reports. But Hugh, it got us wondering, because this is going on in Delaware. Am I right about that? That's accurate? This is happening in Delaware?
Yes.
Yes. Max is giving me the thumbs up. It's happening in Delaware. Hugh, we know you like to drive a lot.
I do.
You're a driver. You live in Delaware.
Yeah, but I'm a little antisocial.
You are. You are. But
it's true.
Our caller yesterday was pretty adamant at the beginning that it was you that drove them around last week.
Yeah.
So a question I have for you, and because we have had at least one person send in some receipts from the drive they had with this particular driver.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, where were you last Thursday night after our pregame show? Because one of the receipts we have is from last Thursday evening. Hugh, you left here. You said you were getting in your truck. Where did you go? Are you the actual Uber driver?
We need an alibi.
I jumped on the turnpike. Mm-hmm. I went to Ohio. I jumped on the turnpike as soon as I got off work.
And when did you have to be in Ohio? For what? What were you doing?
I had to go speak. There was the Hall of Fame banquet that I had to go speak at.
On Friday?
On Friday, yes.
So you had plenty of hours between the pregame show ending Thursday night and the banquet starting Friday where you could have been driving an Uber in Delaware.
I mean, technically, but that's not how I would want to play it because I wanted to be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed when I got there. So I, you know, got to Ohio about 4 o'clock in the morning, and went to sleep.
So at a time where not many people knew you got there. It was pretty under the radar.
Yeah, it was
under
4 o'clock
in the morning. Yeah.
I don't like that.
Can you
prove that you were not in Delaware during that time?
That would probably be kind of hard.
Really?
Well, wait a minute. Let me look, because my on my low jack, I wonder if it has the tracks the trip.
Yeah, you're going to need that, because right? So
yeah. I think that is very important.
Yeah, yesterday we just assumed there was this fake Hugh Douglas driving this Uber in Delaware, pretending he was you. But now I'm wondering if it's just you, if you have taken up another job as an Uber driver.
Mm-mm. Here's the other thing. That guy, William, from Jenkintown that called, is it regular? He calls pretty often.
So you would think he was a regular listener. Hugh.
He would recognize Hugh's voice.
Voice, personality. Yeah.
No, it wasn't me. It wasn't me because I'm not that friendly.
Best thing you have going for you.
Yeah, I'm not that friendly.
I wouldn't have pegged you as an Uber driver until yesterday, but now we just have to ask a lot of questions.
No, I'm not that friendly. I mean, and he said we had a conversation. I'd have been back there.
But could this be an alias?
It could be.
There's been times, like the other night, I went out, right, for a drink with somebody. And they were talking, right? And this will probably be the last time I see this person.
Oh, no.
Because I remember sitting there and thinking to myself, man, she talks a lot.
Wow. And I'm guessing this is the first time you're relaying this out loud is on the air?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, probably won't go out after that. But I just remember thinking to myself, because this was during the game, I remember, because I was watching the game. And I was looking, like, and she was talking, and I was like, be quiet. Like, I was thinking it. I remember, matter of fact, I told the boss this. I told Blue G's Lakin this. He was like, he just kind of looked at me like, dude, what's wrong with you? And I said, you know, because I had a revelation. And you know what that revelation was?
What was that?
I don't think I need a girlfriend. I kind of like being by myself. Because, like,
probably for the best, man.
Yeah.
Because,
for her,
like,
for her, yeah.
And it's not just women. But they tend to like to talk a lot. That's probably going to get me killed a little bit.
Just going to dig this hole even deeper.
You are.
No.
You're a problem.
But read the room. Like, seriously.
But isn't there an assumption if you went to spend some time with them that you wanted to hear what they had to say? You were interested in
full disclosure
in them.
You are correct.
Full disclosure.
Yeah. You've made that mistake.
Full disclosure. Yeah. Didn't want to go. But.
Wow, you really have dug this one even deeper.
You won't ever have to again, so that's okay.
I was trying to get out of, you know how you talk to you sit there and tell, hey, get out your comfort zone.
Yep.
And I was like, it was in the city, and I'm like, I drive a big ass truck, it's hard to park in the city. You know, I workshopped it to the point, I'm like, I don't want to do this.
As much as I love this story, and I'm glad you told it on the air, you know what this has? This has all the telltale signs of a Hugh Douglas filibuster. We're trying to press you on the Uber driving thing.
I'm deflecting.
You went to a totally different story about something else.
Yeah, that was a filibuster.
It was a total filibuster.
It was not. It was the truth.
Guilty! I think there's a real chance you're the Uber driver.
I'm not driving Uber. Not.
Okay. Well, all right. So here's what we need. If anyone out there has ever been picked up in an Uber that looked like, sounded like, or someone said they were Hugh Douglas, I need to hear about this because it sounds like we have. It's what the other thing that I caught yesterday, Kyle. Did you notice Hugh was completely not upset about this? Like, I don't know. Like, if there's someone pretending to be you, imagine if they are saying inappropriate things. They're giving out terrible Uber
that's
rides.
True.
That reflects poorly on the actual Hugh. And you seem like, whatever.
You know, this guy could be the reason that so many people approach you thinking that you're friendly.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess.
He's making it harder on you for everything.
I guess I'm just got that taste. I ain't gonna see that.
Oh no.
Sometimes you kind of forget who listened.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. You say I'm sorry. This is an apology text, send it back. Okay. All right, let's go to William in Jenkintown, who will take the stand. Now, William, of course, was the one that told us yesterday that the fake Hugh Douglas picked him up in the Huber in Delaware. William in Jenkintown. What's up, William?
Not much. I'll give you this, Hugh. It wasn't Hugh because we were picked up from playing golf, and the guy said, oh, y'all got bunkered up. And so that's when I started thinking, well, maybe this isn't Hugh. But when we got in the car, there was a massive Hugh Douglas jersey, and my friend said, what's up with the Hugh Douglas jersey? And he said, well, you know, I'm Hugh Douglas. And I made a joke like, well, I wonder how many NFL players ride around with their own jersey in the car. And he turned around, looked us both dead in the eye, and said, when you're Huey D, you do what you want. You don't do what others want.
Mm. He's even trying to kind of be you, but the Huey D is not something Huey would say. This is like a poor impersonation.
This is part of the problem. You can't let somebody go around pretending they're you and then doing this whole Huey D thing.
Huey D sounds like a...
That's a bad look for you.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, I'm kind of flattered that somebody would find me interesting enough to kind of impersonate.
You're flattered by this?
I mean, I'm just saying, it's just kind of flattering because it's like, dog, it's not like I, you know, it's not like I do a whole lot, but, you know.
I got to tell you, this is
kind of flattering. But I'm not.
It was a small black car, so if you see that driving around, maybe you can flash him down, talk to him. He also had something hanging from his rear view mirror, like it was like he said it was a picture of his like of him as in high school. It was just odd.
That's a lot.
And William, man, we appreciate it again. This is getting weirder. I think this has gone from funny to like what?
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot. But I can assure you. That I'm not driving Uber. That is not
no.
I
actually now I'm more on to believing you, mm-hmm. but I'm more worried for you that this guy is out there pretending to be you. I'd be creeped out if it was.
I'd be most upset about the Huey D thing.
The Huey D.
That sounds like that's
well, the jersey hanging, the fact he's got a picture of you from high school.
And if he's making money, I mean, so be it.
Well, I think wait,
no, Huey. You, this guy is quite literally. Money. This guy is living your truth.
I mean, if he's making money, I ain't really tripping.
Wait a this second. Guy I mean, is if, living if, your
if,
truth.
Listen, if the people that are driving in that car want to believe that that's me, then they can go right ahead and believe that.
Well, I think
I've seen pictures of people when they see a big guy with a beard, they think it's Rick Ross. You know what I mean?
And, no, but he's got the jersey out and call himself
and
Huey D.
How many times, like, and this guy was taking pictures at somewhere as Rick Ross. So, I mean, hey, if you don't do your... And as a matter of fact, I told you a story about when me and Ike were out. And a lady kept calling him Jason Avant. And he told, and I kept telling him, that's not Jason Avant. She's like, yes, it is. So if you want to be silly enough, not saying that Carla was silly, but if you want to be silly enough to believe that, then go right ahead. And if he's making him money, then I'm happy for
him. You've missed a part of this, though.
What's that?
If he's making money off your name, he owes you some money.
Yeah, this would be your problem.
He's driving a Huber, right? And now if people are not purposely booking him because they think they're getting a ride from Hugh Douglas to tell their friends, that he's using your name.
You know there's a reason fraud's illegal, right?
Yeah. This is fraud.
I guess you got a point. We got to find him then.
That's the plan.
Got to find them.
Now that's our next step. All right, you're off the cook today. I believe you now. Even though you did filibust and totally that story you told, you probably shouldn't have told on the air. But we're past that now. What are you going to do?
Sounds like that one came back to bite you.
Yeah, that was the text angry or disappointed?
Oh, no, it was like lose my number. I mean, you know, that ain't the first time I've been told.
No, I can't.
I am uncomfortable with being cussed out because it happens so often,
dude. That's incredible.
Lose my number. All right, Vance found ours. What's up, Vance? Vance, go on. All right, Vance, what do you got? What's up, buddy?
What's going on, man? Listen, this is my thing, man. I think the city needs to chill, man. Like, we become delusional when it comes to talking about this quarterback. Mm. I bleed green. I love my Eagles. I've been going crazy since Uncle Who was on wearing 53 over there. You know what I mean?
He ain't calling me Uncle Who, did he?
That's you now, buddy.
You are young. You're on.
I can't. Come on, Unc.
So, like my thing is, you can say whatever the offensive coordinator and everything, but offensive coordinator is not making Jalen miss AJ wide open. He's not making Jalen overthrow Devontae Smith, who's wide open. Both of those throws, if they was completed, would have changed the trajectory of those games,
yep.
Man.
That's not on
the OC. That's on the quarterback. I watched Jalen 8 seconds left in midfield, like run the ball, scramble with no timeouts, and we could at least got 3 points.
You know what, Vance? I haven't heard anyone talk about this on WIP. We haven't really brought up because so much other stuff happened, especially Friday with the Phillies losing too. Vance, you are right.
Vance, I'm taking trajectory too.
Vance was cooking.
That's what I'm saying. I'm taking trajectory.
Vance,
I'm taking that.
You are right. Before halftime, they had, I don't know, 15 seconds left, and they had no timeouts, and they ran a play, and Jalen scrambled around the 50-yard line, slid, They didn't have any timeouts. Like, if he throws the ball out of bounds or throws it to someone and that guy gets out of bounds, they kick a field goal before halftime. It was a Dak right. Prescott moment that Dak did in the playoff game. Right. Just slid in the right. clock, ran out. Like, what are we doing?
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A good quarterback will make an offensive coordinator look good, man. I'm sorry. It's more so on Jalen to me than it is on the OC. The OC could do better. Don't get me wrong. But, I mean, come on, man. It's common sense football. Throw the ball out of bounds. Stop holding the ball so long, Jalen. Stop scrambling to the right all the time and not getting rid of the ball when you're in trouble. You know what I mean? It's just I think our fans are delusional, man. And I'm sorry. I bleed green, y'all. I hate to disappoint y'all.
No, you know, you're not disappointed, man. It's a good phone call. And we like the new word we use in the show. And
trajectory.
I do think there is a segment. And I don't know if it's like a small – I don't know how big the segment is. I've noticed this. There's a group of people out there who dedicate themselves to being the white knight for the quarterback. Like, it was Carson. Now it's Jalen. And I almost wonder, like, are you rooting for the Eagles or are you rooting to be right about the quarterback or you want to love the quarterback? It's unbelievable. Like, the one thing we all are trying to get to is them winning more games, right, and being the best they can and get to another Super Bowl. But there's some people out there, when I hear it, I'm like, are you a Jalen fan or are you an Eagles fan? Because it's crazy sometimes.
They can't decipher what's actually being said about Jalen because there's a underlying tone when it comes to some individuals that just don't like Jalen just because.
Right, and I think the other side goes the other way.
Yes, to defend him.
Yeah.
I know exactly what it is. And it's one of those things where people try to hide certain the way they feel about Jason in words like
Jalen, not Jason.
Yeah, Jalen. In words like fraud or he's not that good. Jalen is a decorated quarterback. Now, does he need to play better? No question about it. But there's a group of people that want to strip down his accomplishments, things that he's already accomplished, that I feel like you can't do that. Now, if you talk about him not being better or not him not being consistent, that's a fair conversation to have.
Yeah, I mean, we do this a lot, and I think sometimes we all struggle with it. We just, as fans, we struggle. Two things could be true at once, right? Like,
yeah.
Jalen Hurts is the most decorated Eagles quarterback of all time. He's been to two Super Bowls. He's won one and won a Super Bowl MVP. Jalen Hurts also has to play better. I mean, like,
yeah, that's true.
Those two things, they go together, even though they sound counterintuitive to each other. They really are. Just like it's counterintuitive, there's an Uber driver in Delaware named Huey D.
Yeah, that's crazy. And you actually, grown-ass man, going by Huey D. That's crazy.
Well, that's how I know it wasn't you. That's not you.
He's living your
that.
Life.
Who would, man, I wish somebody would call me Huey D.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He's really literally living your truth.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Are you partially responsible for this?
No.
He heard you say, live your truth.
Yeah. He's like, you know what? I'm going to live his truth.
But you know, now I feel like the next time we do a pregame, somebody's going to yell Huey D.
Yes.
In the crowd.
I've
set myself up for failure.
I just need to know if this driver doesn't drive from 10 to 2. Because I actually would appreciate that commitment to the bit. Because if he really is pretending to be you, from 10 to 2, he can't drive the Uber.
Yeah.
That would be something else if we find this guy and it's like only drives from like 2:30 on each day.
That would be crazy.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
I need him to call in one day and to just explain himself because this is
he does need to take a stand. I mean, we have a warrant for this man.
Yeah,
and what are you doing?
Quite sure if it's an arrest, but it's a warrant for something. Mm-hmm. All right, let's check in with you people.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
We got a new one today, fellas. Somebody begging for change in the YouTube chat.
Begging for change?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Asking like, people for spare change.
Oh, you mean?
Oh, not like, you know, change the world.
No.
Coins.
No, yeah. Quite literally begging people for change.
Does anyone carry change anymore?
I don't think so.
I don't like to carry cash.
Well, I don't either, but let alone coins.
Yeah, I don't care that.
That's a new one. another new one. You know, we get clickbait, rage bait,
yeah,
stuff like that.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Today, we got, this is a catfish.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Who are we catfishing?
I don't know.
What's the catfish?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
With one of our takes, it's a catfish.
Look, we're trying to trick someone?
Yeah, I'm not sure that one's going to pick up any steam.
No. WIP, catfishing again.
No, that's crazy.
You ever eat catfish?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, I have too. I like catfish.
I mean, living in the South, that's kind of like,
yeah, maybe.
You know what I mean? That's kind of like.
I guess if I ask some other people around here, maybe they haven't.
Yeah.
You have. How do you like your catfish?
I like it baked. I know that goes against everything that
I
most
like it fried.
People, I mean, fried catfish with some good hot sauce.
Yeah.
Really, really tasty.
Yeah.
So I like it baked.
Okay. Out of context, but hey, guys, didn't ask.
Sorry.
Nobody ever asked.
Sorry.
But we still have an opinion.
Yeah, that's not the point.
Well, no one ever actually really asked us to talk about something. We just start talking about this.
Right. We come on the air, and we don't wait.
No, we don't.
We don't wait for a prompt. That could be quite a day.
Just silence.
Wait, hey, what you want to talk
until
about?
Until someone calls in.
Your call. 215.
Ask us stuff.
Your show.
Ask us. Yep. All right. As you would suspect, my Phillies take did not go over well.
No way.
Being called Copium Kyle.
Yeah, I like that. Yep.
With a That's K a instead one. Of a C.
That works today.
Mm-hmm. Calling for my suspension.
Oh, we suspending folks left and right around these.
And I did get a call to be fired on the spot.
Oh, that's Man. How you know it hit.
Yes.
Yeah. Those are my favorite ones. This opinion you have, you should be fired for it.
Rod needs to come in here and get me out of here.
That's what somebody said.
Fire me on the spot. Yep.
Get him out in handcuffs.
Yeah.
Yep. Escort out by security.
Come on home, Kyle.
Oh, that's Houston.
Not happening.
That's Houston.
That's my. I was
opening set. Yeah. You got messy in the opening set.
Yeah,
not balding. My girlfriend did find a gray.
Recently. Oh, how'd that go for you?
Mentally,
you feel you go okay,
I'm not happy about it.
Okay,
but it's just one.
It happens fast. Though,
I will weather the storm. I will weather the storm.
What a great friend Hugh is. Like, yeah,
it happens fast.
Okay, you're screwed.
It's all downhill from here.
All downhill from here, buddy.
All right. Radio station full of former Eagles who never won a damn thing. That hurts.
Not really, because I would almost venture to say that the person that sent that has never played.
Yeah, definitely never. Yeah, never.
Also, can we be honest about the timeline of the Eagles? Unless there's people here that played in 17 or beyond, right?
We probably wouldn't have this Eagles. We wouldn't have this generation of Eagles players or this success.
Right,
so thank you.
And
I mean, you're welcome. I should say
before 17, no Eagles won. Right, so like. Hughes, no, I mean, it's just that was the franchise. It's
that
not like
it was. We're the foundation.
You were the foundation.
Yeah.
Version 1.0. And then now I don't know what version
they've improved. Yeah.
Prototype.
All right. I figured Hugh needed the win because he basically just got dumped on the air.
Yeah.
Hugh
Douglas, he had it coming. He had
big fan. So there you go.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
One out of like 1,000.
Yeah. The next few are not going to be as kind.
Okay.
Abolish Notepad Douglas immediately.
What do you mean? I'm taking notes.
Yeah, but if that quarterback list is from that notepad, we gotta put that one in the shredder. I mean, that was ridiculous.
Hugh Douglas is an offensive coordinator. He can't even coordinate his own notepad.
My notepad is coordinated.
What is this, your second notepad? Didn't you lose one?
Well, I didn't lose it. It was my bag. Somebody took relieved me of my bag. So
you know who it might be?
Who is that?
The fake Hugh Douglas.
The fake Hugh Douglas.
Yeah, that's how he... That's how it started.
He really wants to relate that full experience. He's going to have your notebook in the Uber with him.
I wish he would. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of messed up.
This Eagles team is full of 2003 Hugh Douglases. They are in deep trouble.
Ooh.
Is that what it
is? If that's the case, guys, don't.
It's not funny.
Keep that calendar open for January because we're not going to be there if that's the case.
That's not good. Mm-mm. The Road to Nowhere, a journey inside the mind of Hugh Douglas.
That's a good one. Somebody sent me the road. I don't think that's it, though. It's like a highway. It's a highway.
How
I think it's close to ready. Well, it's a highway that they started and they didn't finish. And it just leads to a forest or something. It's the road. It's called The Road to Nowhere.
Yes.
I'm looking at that.
Yep. Hugh Douglas, The Road to the Upper Room.
Upper Room. They did get after
it. Think about it, we're all on the road to the Upper Room.
From the start of our lives. Yep. It just depends on how long that road is.
Instantly jump on The Road to the Upper Room. All right, last one. Put a fork in Douglas. He's done.
Agreed. Guy's totally cooked. All right. Let's go to Al in media, who's up on WIP. Hey, Al.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Al. What's up?
All right. I'm going to straighten this out for you guys.
Okay.
And I'll give you a little context. I was at the 60 championship games. I saw Chuck Bednarik sit on Jim Taylor at the end of the game. So I've been watching Eagles for a while. So what I would say is that the problem is, you know, Jalen, well, everyone's talked about it over and over again. People just can't accept he's a sort of a middling quarterback. I mean, he's you know, he's shown the ability to rise to the heights, like last year's Super Bowl in the championship game, like others. Nick Foles did that, but he always, everyone tried to make him their quarterback, and he could never last. I mean, so I think, you know, he's better than Nick, but he's just not absolute top drawer. And there's, my solution is put Tanner McKee in, frankly. That would be the end of problems with a passing attack.
What has Tanner McKee done to show you that he can command this team and do half of what Jalen?
Every time he's been in.
Well, how many times has he been in? Al, how many times has he been in? How many times have you seen him in meaningful games?
No,
Al, no, that's not the question I asked you, Al. You came on here and said he's better because he's proven. Where has he proven that he's better than Jalen? Al, I'm asking you a question. What body of work have you seen that makes you think that he's better than Jalen?
The times that he has been in, which have not been many.
Okay, which games? Which games were you saw that he played in?
He played, didn't he? Didn't he play?
I'm asking you, Al. You're the one that came over here with this proclamation.
Well, he played two last year.
And okay, so what games do you see we did his thing, Al? Al, listen, just do me this favor, Al, because, you know, do me this favor. Just say you don't like Jalen Hurts. Just say that.
No, I like him. I don't think so,
Al. I don't think so.
Because
you just sat here. Jalen Hurts, out of all the other quarterbacks that you think is better than him, he's more decorated than all of them. And you came on this station, Al, and you tried to strip him of all his accolades that he's accomplished.
I'm not trying to strip him of anything.
But you just did. You just said he's a middling quarterback. How many Super Bowls has Josh Allen won? You think he's a good quarterback?
Are you telling me you'd rather not have?
No, I'm asking you, like Al. This is I asked you a question. I asked you a question.
I don't care.
I know you don't care, Al, because like I said, just say what you mean. You ain't got to come on.
He did say what he means. He wants Tanner McKee.
Okay, so why?
We got it. Move off it.
I don't care. It was great, by the way. I'm stealing that. I have two questions.
Listen,
I don't care.
If you're going to come on here and say what you say, at least back it up with some facts, Al. I don't give a damn if you did watch Chuck Bednarik do his thing. Say it with your chest.
Well, you weren't there, and neither was I. 17-10.
We weren't there, but just say it with your chest, Al. Just say it with your chest. That's all I'm saying. You could believe whatever you want to believe, but just say it with your chest. You ain't got to hide behind, you watch Chuck Bednarik do his thing, whatever you talk about.
They beat Lombardi.
Yeah, you ain't got to hide behind that, bro.
December 26, 1960. All right, that is enough for us today. It's probably best as we are...
That's a great way to end the show.
Overstate our welcome. All right, that is it. Afternoon show is next. We will talk to you guys tomorrow. Maybe we'll find out if Carson Wentz is playing against the Eagles on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace!
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.